It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, December 13th, 2018. Today is the birthday of American war hero Alvin York, born in Fentress County, Tennessee, near the Kentucky border. Also known as Sergeant York, he was one of the most decorated U.S. Army soldiers in World War I. He received the Medal of Honor for leading an attack on a German machine gun nest, taking at least one gun, killing at least 25 enemy soldiers, and capturing another 132. His Medal of Honor action occurred during the U.S.-led portion of the Meuse-Argonne offensive in France, which was intended to breach the Hindenburg Line and force the Germans to surrender. He also earned decorations from several Allied countries during World War I, including France, Italy, and Montenegro. His parents farmed, and his father worked as a blacksmith. The 11 York children had minimal schooling because they helped provide for the family. Their work included hunting, fishing, and working as laborers. After the death of his father, Alvin assisted in caring for his younger brothers and sisters and found work as a logger and on construction crews. Despite being a regular churchgoer, he also drank heavily and was prone to fistfights. After a 1914 conversion experience, he vowed to improve and became even more devoted to his faith. When he was drafted during World War I, he initially claimed conscientious objector status on the grounds that his religious denomination forbade violence. Later persuaded that his religion was not incompatible with military service, York joined the 82nd Division as an infantry private and went to France in 1918. In October of that year, as a newly promoted corporal, he was one of a group of 17 soldiers assigned to infiltrate German lines and silence a machine gun position. After the American patrol had captured a large group of enemy soldiers, German small arms fire killed 6 Americans and wounded 3. York was the highest-ranking one of those still able to fight. While his men guarded the prisoners, York attacked the machine gun position, killing several German soldiers with his rifle before running out of ammunition. 6 Germans charged him with bayonets, and York drew his pistol and killed all of them. The German officer responsible for the machine gun emplacement had emptied his pistol while firing at York, but failed to hit him even once. This officer then offered to surrender, and York accepted. He and his men marched back to their unit's command post with more than 130 prisoners, and he was immediately promoted to sergeant and was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. An investigation resulted in upgrading the award to the Medal of Honor. His feat made him a national hero and an international celebrity among Allied nations. A 1941 film about his exploits, Sergeant York, was that year's highest-grossing movie. Gary Cooper won the Academy Award for Best Actor for his portrayal of York, and the film was credited with enhancing American morale as the U.S. mobilized for action in World War II. In his later years, York was confined to bed by health problems, and he died in Nashville in 1964. He is buried at Wolf River Cemetery near his hometown. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 13th. 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.